We are joined right now by the head football coach at Memphis. Fourth season with the Tigers, led Memphis to their third straight division title this season, led them to their first 11-win season in school history. Memphis is 11-1, 7-1 in conference play, number 16 in the AP and college polls. The American Athletic Conference Championship game is a big one. Cincinnati at Memphis, Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Mike Norvell is the head coach at Memphis. He joins us once again. Mike, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on, and it's always good on championship week to get a little jungle karma, so definitely excited about it.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Championship week, Mike, good to talk to you. Let me first ask you, coming off that win over Cincinnati on Friday night, you opened up with a kickoff return for a touchdown. We've talked about special teams in the past, but that was the program's 11th kickoff return for a TD in the last 4 years, which is the most in the country. So how do you explain the fact that even though the opposition knows your history with kickoffs, you're still able to execute and make teams play consistently?
Well, you know, it's something that's big in the culture of our program. And, you know, I'll never forget my first meeting here when I got the job at Memphis. They had gone 20 years without returning a kickoff or a touchdown. And I told the entire team that was a stat that was going to change. And we bought into that. We got some phenomenal players, yard kids. They believe in what we're asking them to do. They want to make an impact. We tell our guys all the time, this is a program that's built for playmakers. And whether that's utilizing you in the return game, you know, on offense or defense, it's our job to showcase the skills and talents that they have. And we've been able to do that. Even this year, we've returned 3 kickoffs for touchdown and all by three different young men. And so there's a great culture here in place, but, you know, just some phenomenal young men and talented players.
It's a program built for playmakers, which brings me to my next point. Mike Norvell joining us. I mean, that was an enormous way to start that game, but you know Cincinnati, they were not going to lie down. You were up 20-17 early in the fourth quarter, 2nd-and-7. You go with a reverse flea flicker. It was executed perfectly. It resulted in a 46-yard TD. What was the thinking going into that play, and then how pleased were you with the execution?
You know, it was. I thought our guys did a great job with that. You know, Cincinnati had the #1 defense in our league, and anytime you get 2 top 20 teams competing against each other, you know, with the championship on the line, we were competing for the Western Division last week. You know, it's going to be back and forth, and we felt like we needed a spark. You know, it's something we had worked with that place the last couple weeks, and the opportunity to present itself. And you know, it's always good when you see the hard work that goes into to practice. To be able to execute a play at a critical time and for that to pay off on game day. And, you know, I thought Brady and DeMonte did a wonderful job in their execution. And, you know, it was a huge play in the game.
Mike Norvell joining us. All right, you mentioned Brady, because later in the fourth quarter, your quarterback Brady White was picked off, but the defense went out and had back-to-back tackles for a loss as part of a 3-and-out that forced a punt. So how significant was that moment, and how pleased were you with the defense overall in the second half?
Yeah, I think our defense has played at a high level. And if you look at our football team as a whole, you know, this has been a football team that's really built itself off its response. And that's what good teams do, is that, you know, regardless of the situation, you go out there and you have to respond at a high level. And, you know, you've seen that throughout the year. You know, each phase of the game has had to carry its own weight and respond, you know, sometimes in some challenging circumstances. And, you know, that's what our defense did, you know, the other day, you know, especially there late in the game. And you know, that's something that you're proud to see, the maturity and the growth of your team, the individual players, and to be able to finish it out like we did was pretty special.
Memphis head football coach Mike Norvell is my guest. And then you have Kenneth Gainwell, who was named the Conference Rookie of the Year. He went for more than 100 yards from scrimmage against Cincinnati. He leads all freshmen in FBS in rushing yardage and all-purpose yardage. How special is he?
I mean, he's such a dynamic player, and he's a young man. When we recruited him, we knew that he had a chance to be one of those elite athletes and showcase type players. But you know, his growth, the development he's had in a short period of time here has been fun to watch. He's an incredible young man, and to see him really get thrust into the action, you know, early in the season when our starting running back Patrick Taylor went down, and you know, he embraced every day. He prepares in practice, you know, his work ethic, his you know, the attention to detail which he brings, and then obviously the versatility he has. You know, he's a dynamic threat out of the backfield as a pass receiver as well, and so just seeing his growth as each week's gone by, he's having a special season, and you know, he's got a great career in front of him.
You know, Mike, I know it's championship week, so you've got a lot of work still to do. but you've won three straight division titles. The team has won 11 games for the first time in history. Is it something that you and the players have allowed to sink in, or do you immediately shift to preparing for the next game?
You know, it's always about the next game, and I'll tell you that's something that you even starting back in January of last year. You know, I know we've talked before about the amount of change that we had within the coaching staff and all the lessons that were learned in these past couple of years. And really, you know, this year's focus has been all about, you know, getting better each and every day. And I think our football team has done that. You know, and really coming into this week, you know, you go back to back having to play Cincinnati the last week of the season, and then here for a championship. And to be honest with you, it's not really about the opponent; it's about ourselves. And that's what our team has embraced, is that we have to go out there this week and be the best version of ourselves, you know, correct the mistakes that we've made. And if we can do that and continue to do that play after play for 60 minutes on Saturday, you know, I'll be able to live with whatever the outcome is. But I got a lot of faith in this team.
You know, Mike, I guess in a way you just kind of answered my next question, but it is really kind of unusual. You're going up against Cincinnati again. You're coming off the win over Cincinnati on Friday night, so you're getting ready to face them for the conference title. And I get that the focus is on you, but what's that process like? How different is it when you face the same team twice in 8 days?
I mean, it's so very unique. I've never done this before in my coaching career. And yeah, there's been times we've played the same opponent twice in a year, but never back-to-back. And so we know it's going to be a challenge. We know there's going to be adjustments. There's going to be things that that are probably unexpected that are going to show up, you know, in the game on Saturday. But then there's also some familiarity, and really more than anything else, just the personnel, the way the matchup played out last week. You know, Cincinnati was without their quarterback this past week, so that'll probably be a pretty significant change here, this Saturday. But for us, it's all about going out there and playing Memphis Tiger football. And if we can continue to focus on the little things, the details, and execute the plan that we have, like I said, I'm very confident in our team and what we'll work to do.
We're talking to Memphis head football coach Mike Norvell for another moment or so. It is championship week. You mentioned that they've got a quarterback switch. Probably the expectation is that Cincinnati will go back to Desmond Ridder at quarterback now that he's healthier. So how much does that impact your preparation?
Really, last week we prepared for him the entire week. So that was it was more of a shock last week when he didn't play than obviously coming back this week with him playing. And so we prepared at a high level these last couple of weeks. And we know regardless of whatever they throw at us, we're gonna have to be able to adapt and adjust to whatever we see. But he's a very talented young man. I mean, he's won 21 games over his career. Very experienced, composed. He can hurt you with his arm and his legs, and they do a great job with them with what they ask him to do within their schemes.
Mike, I know you're trying to keep everybody locked in and focused, but the fan base obviously is so fired up because of what a win on Saturday might mean in terms of not only the conference title, but what it would mean in terms of a bowl game. And to that end, the fans were lined up on Monday to buy tickets for the game. Any idea what the Liberty Bowl is going to sound like and feel like come Saturday?
I mean, it's going to be incredible, and it's something that this year, I mean, our fan base, the support that we have within this community, it's been special to see. You know, being able to host game day earlier this season, a sold out crowd of right around 60,000 people, all in blue, that was a special moment. And now also, you know, being able to host the championship game here, it's incredible to see. And I know that our fan base is excited. It's going to be a great atmosphere. We need it to be an incredible home field advantage, and I know all of Memphis is going to do their part.
And then finally, amazing to see, especially given where you started, and I understand there's unfinished business once again, but as you know, there were times in the past where maybe the impression was that the school may have been reluctant to invest in football, but the investment is there now in terms of facilities, and the results are showing up on the field. How much pride then is there for you that the investments and the commitments were made, and you're paying it back with 37 wins and counting?
Well, you know, I'm so humbled for the opportunity, and this is my first head coaching job, and I was grateful to be given the chance to lead this program, and for what we've been able to do and how we've been able to continue to progress it over the last 4 years. It's to see us now in our third straight championship game, and with a school all-time record for wins in a season, the great players that I get to coach each and every day that are winning, not only on the field but off of it as well. It's what you hope for. And, you know, we've got bright days ahead of us, and, you know, it's all pointing towards this Saturday. And if we can find a way to be successful, knowing what that next step would be, it's just it's a special time to be a Memphis Tiger, and you know, I'm honored to be able to lead this team.
You bet. Championship week. The American Athletic Conference Championship game is Saturday, Cincinnati at Memphis. They're going to run that thing back. Memphis 11-1, 7-1 in conference play, number 16 in the AP and the coaches' polls. And in his fourth season, joining us in the middle of championship week, Mike Norvell. Mike, so good to have you back. Listen, good luck this weekend, and always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Jim, and you have a great rest of the week, and go Tigers.
Mike Norvell joining us. Love it.